everybody. It's our Saturday morning podcast. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Pregame.com's RJ Bell will join us in a second. First, my Blazing Five.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five. 49ers at Ravens.
Baltimore minus 5.5. That line keeps moving up. I'm going to take the Ravens at home. Listen, in their last three games against good teams, Lamar Jackson, the league is playing catch-up to this team offensively. This is a little bit Cam a few years ago where the league didn't have an offseason to quite figure him out, and they've gotten better. They're 5-0 against the spread. Forget winning. They're blowing good teams out. And San Francisco, as good as they are, has struggled against mobile quarterbacks. Russell Wilson beat him. Kyler Murray twice gave him trouble. Against the run, the Niners since week 8 are only 27th. I think this could get ugly. I think San Francisco will keep it close. The score will be deceiving. I'll take the Ravens to win 31-24. Maybe a late touchdown by the Niners. I think Baltimore controls most of this game and covers the spread.
Redskins at Panthers.
I hate laying big numbers, but I'm going to take Carolina minus 9.5. Veteran head coach, a lot of good players, and they still have an outside shot at a wild card. They are playing for something. Washington's playing for nothing. This is the worst offense I think I've seen in 5-6 years. They won last week, and Dwayne Haskins completed 44% of his throws. They're a mess. They're last in everything offensively. They've got nothing to play for. They allow a ton of sacks, and the Panthers are second in the league in sacks. Basically, Carolina's a little bit of a less ferocious version of San Francisco up front defensively. They get after you. Washington's in big trouble. They don't have anything to play for. I'll lay the points. Panthers win easily 33-20.
Eagles at Dolphins.
Again, I'll bet a number here. I really like the Miami story. I think they're doing the best job tanking you can do. They play very hard. Even against Cleveland last week, they got down early, played their butts off. It was never really competitive, but there's no quit. I'm going to take Miami plus 9.5 against a traveling Philadelphia team. Philadelphia can't win at home. They're not going to win on the road convincingly. So it's a number. I'll take Miami plus 9.5. Philadelphia is a broken team, decimated by injuries, the mechanics and the footwork. If you go since week 7, they're near the bottom of everything offensively, Philadelphia. They're giving the ball away. So it's not only they're struggling, they're sloppy. The penalties. 20 giveaways this year. And the Dolphins, by the way, they got off to that horrific start. Baltimore was way better early. We should have noticed that. But Miami's not the same team in week 1. Against the spread, Miami's 5-2 in their last 7 against the spread. They're back home. They're actually healthy. They've got a ton of fight. Philadelphia wins, but I'm taking the 9.5 with Miami.
Rams at Cardinals.
Arizona off a bye at home, getting points, a field goal. I think Arizona is going to win this game. I'm going to take them. Listen, Arizona had fairly low expectations this year. A quarterback, rookie, played 1 year in college, really one full year, a rookie head coach. So their locker room, despite their record, is very positive right now. Arizona's exceeding expectations. The Rams thought Super Bowl, and as of Monday night, they're done with that. That locker room is not good. So what are these teams playing for? Arizona, this is a good locker room, off a bye, getting healthy. After starting 3-0, the Rams are a 3-5 football team. And the Cardinals, since week 5, this is what I like about them. Since week 5, Kyler Murray is getting better every single week. Since week 5, he has 10 TDs, 1 pick, 100 passer rating, and their offensive line, which I hated coming into the season in Arizona, actually significantly now better than the Rams' offensive line, which I liked coming into the season. The O-line at Arizona is the difference. I think they win. I think they're off a bye. I think it's a better locker room today. 27-26 Cardinals.
Raiders at Chiefs.
I'm going to take the 9.5. One of my rules, Joy, good teams with good players playing for something, after they get destroyed, it's my bounce-back theory. Oakland still has a chance to make the playoffs, a good chance. Oakland's still a very good offense, and they were humiliated against the Jets. Okay, they're gonna button that puppy up. They're going to give Kansas City everything they can handle this weekend. The Chiefs' defense has struggled in the last few weeks, and I get one of the better offensive lines. Give Gruden credit. They run the football. Their offensive line's better. And Kansas City's going to win this game. It's at home. But that Kansas City defense, I don't trust them. I just don't trust them. So I think the Raiders button it up, go back to playing with the kind of spirit and efficiency they had for most of the year. The Chiefs win. I'll take the 9.5 points, 30-27 Kansas City. In an entertaining game, they'll bounce back. The Raiders are in the groove. So here are my picks, folks. I like the favored Ravens, the favored Panthers. I like my dogs Miami, my dog Arizona, and my dog Oakland. RJ Bell now joins us straight out of Vegas, Fox Sports Radio 6 to 7 Eastern, pregame.com. RJ Bell at RJ in Vegas is the Twitter account. So let's start with this. Niners at the Ravens. The Ravens remind me of the 2015 Carolina Panthers, RJ, that they've got a unique quarterback talent. The league's trying to figure it out during the season. And I think Lamar's better than Cam Newton. I've never been a big Cam fan. So I'll lay the -4.5 here. I think Baltimore is red hot, and mobile quarterbacks, Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, have given the Niners defensive front some issues. What do the wise guys say?
You're going to have agreement. Now, first off, lines up to about 6 in a lot of spots. So your instincts are certainly right on this game. I think, though, I disagree with you on the Cam, and here's why. I think Cam was running a normal offense, and he had different and special that year, I think, talents. What's going on with the Ravens, in my opinion, and I think the X's and O's guys agree with this, and I'm fascinated when Cosell talks about this on your show, for example, it's a different offense than what you're seeing in the NFL, and the results are stunning. In the last 30 of NFL games, teams that have won 5 straight against the spread by 17 or more. So each game, they at least cover the spread by 17 points. There's 2 teams, this Ravens team and the 1999 greatest show on turf Rams.
Yeah.
That's the level we're at when it comes to their dominance. Now, why is it happening with the Ravens? To me, we can't forget. The Ravens passed on Cam once when they had their pick and traded back. The second time when they picked the tight end with that pick, it wasn't until he was there at 32 they traded in. This was not some genius plan the Ravens had. They knew something about Lamar no one else did. What they did once they got him was put in a great offense that the other teams are struggling against, and they made a huge commitment to run this offense. Think about the backups. RG3, they're saying we're going all in with Lamar. To me, that kind of dedication, commitment, plus the other teams, they're not even used to tackling as much. I think that the underreported element of this is the agreement with the union, which is now many years in which the amount of practicing has decreased, has made it even more difficult, as you said, to adjust to this for the opponent during the season. So usually I hate a hot, hot, hot team like this because they get expensive. I think the paradigm has shifted. Ravens are doing something fundamentally different. And until the team stop them, I can't play against them. Agreement.
Redskins at the Panthers. Again, you know I hate double-digit favorites. I do. But it's at Carolina. They're still playing for something. Washington, even in the win, Dwayne Haskins was awful. This is one of the worst offenses I can remember. And I'm talking going back to the 75-76 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
John McKay.
Yeah, this is an awful Washington offense. I think it's a bad locker room. I don't think Haskins right now is an NFL quarterback. I'm going to lay the Panthers at home -10. I still think their personnel, their coach, and they're playing for something. I think they roll here. What do the wise guys think?
Take it from an Ohio State graduate. Haskins, not good. No doubt. I'm going to give you agreement. I hate laying it here. And I do actually wonder a little about the Panthers' motivation. From what I'm hearing, no inside info, but just the media that I listen to, you know, the owner of that team wants a clear house. And if so, you got to wonder. But here's why I can't play Washington. Prior to the Detroit game,
yeah,
the yardage per game for Washington net against their opponent was -114. Okay. Against Detroit, they were -134. So yardage-wise, they played worse than they have this year. First downs, they were minus 6.6. They were minus 8 in that game against Detroit. So by statistical measures, they actually played a worse than usual game.
And they got a turnover break.
That is what, you know, that ultimately, almost in every case, when there's a team that shouldn't win wins, it's about turnovers. So this idea Washington's turning it around, I think, is wrong. And let's go through, and we'll do this a little leisurely because it's my last point on this game. What has happened to the Panthers season? So 0-2 with Cam, right? Then he was out. 1-4 straight. Everyone gets excited. Then they were dominated by the 49ers. Now, we've seen that happen before,
yeah.
So let's not overreact. Then they beat Tennessee. Okay. Then they were inches from beating Green Bay in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Then they were crushed by Atlanta. And Atlanta, remember, crushed the Saints the week before. So it was a weird run, but still, hey, it's a loss. And then they lose against the Saints by only 3 in New Orleans. And by the way, they had more first downs and they won the time of possession.
Yes, they did.
Imagine if they would have won the Green Bay game. And imagine if they would have won the Saints game. How differently would we be looking at this Panthers team? And really, each of those games were coin flips. I think you have a slightly underrated Panthers team agreement.
I'm going to take the Dolphins at home plus 8.5 against the Eagles. Now, Philadelphia is getting healthier. But I don't think they have the over-the-top weapons. I think the Dolphins come home on Thanksgiving, play very well. I'm betting the number here. Even against the Cleveland Browns, Cleveland jumped out to a lead. The Dolphins had no quit in them. This team is playing very hard. They're all on tape. They're trying to retain jobs with Brian Flores. I'm betting a number here. Philadelphia's offense, defense is good. The offense is not special and not vertical. I'm going to take the Dolphins plus 8.5. What do the wise guys think?
Yeah, this is a wise guy classic here. Agreement. Now, first off, you mentioned Dolphins playing hard. To me, it's the rarest of the rare case an NFL team isn't playing hard. And I think a lot of handicappers try to find times, oh, this team's given up, or even before the season, they're tanking. Nah. In fact, if you look at Miami, take out their first two games. We can explain that away however we want. Since, and maybe we can't, right? They were a bad team. But since then, they literally are plus 14 points in net against the spread. So the Dolphins, since week 3, have exceeded expectations. It's not like this team's trending down. They had two really bad games, and then they've been about expectation, which is one of the worst teams in the league, but still not as bad as people think. Now let's look at the Eagles. Before a couple weeks ago, the narrative was, oh, defense banged up. You got Wentz. All right, what is Wentz right now? And let me ask you, if you did your quarterback rankings 1 to 32 starters, where's Wentz?
His mechanics and his feet are off. Some of it is left tackle's been hurt, no weapons. But he's broken right now. He'll fix it in the offseason. And I do think Philadelphia goes in a little run here at the end of the year. They've got Washington, New York, Miami. But he's a little bit, you know, I saw this with Stafford in his career. I've seen it with Cam. They get into the middle of the season, the mechanics are off, and you may need an offseason to fix it. So and I love Wentz, but the criticisms right now are fair.
Well, let me ask you this. How good was Wentz last year?
Coming off an injury.
It sounds like a lot of excuses.
Right? I like him, but the criticisms are just.
And to me, there's one thing that you're starting to hear amongst the smart guys, but I think it needs said more. Frank Reich was there, and then he wasn't.
He's 10 and 12 or 10 and 13 since Frank Reich left. Yes.
And to some degree, remember, Wentz coming out from a small college, there really was a lot of skepticism with that pick and, you know, from the draft. And then early, he was so good. But remember, he got hurt before that playoff run. I mean, how much peak Wentz do we really have? 10, 12, 14 games? You know, in which that first year, and from there it's been what? So all I know is I think to some degree that Super Bowl, if they would have lost that Atlanta game, remember Atlanta had the ball first and 10 inside the 10, less than 2 minutes in that playoff game. Atlanta wins that game, we're talking very differently about Philly. And oh, by the way, because they did win that Super Bowl, the question becomes, well, wait a minute now. They won the Super Bowl and are they really that excited to maybe win the NFC East and get in the playoffs and have to play multiple road games? Meaning, if you hadn't made the playoffs in a while, that would be enough. I think if Philadelphia sneaks in and loses in the first round, Philadelphia as a city is mad still. I just wonder if that let's get in the playoffs no matter what, that fighting and clawing is going to be what Philadelphia does. And again, the Dolphins aren't as bad as people think. Agreement taking the points.
Only thing I worry, I like Arizona off a bye plus four against the Rams. I think the Rams have internal issues. I think they have offensive line issues, a crisis. I do worry that when teams get humiliated on standalone games, the Rams against Baltimore, do they bounce back and play their game of the year? But Arizona, to me, is a tough out. They gave San Francisco two good games, off a bye, at home. And I just think the Rams offensively are a broken, very limited team. I'm going to take Arizona plus four. What do the wise guys think?
This is another classic. It's an undervalued team agreement. I'm going to question you, though, on the Rams. I agree, in general, if all you do, even if it's not a big money team game, if all you do is take teams that's lost by 20 or more points or 30 or more, whatever threshold
you want.
The
following week, yeah.
The following week, because the public says, I don't want any part of them.
Yeah.
And the team themselves want redemption. They try extra hard.
That's what led me to pause here. But I like Arizona off a bye, and they tend to be, RJ, they tend to be a very fast starting offense. They take leads. I could see this very easily being 10-0, Rams racing back. But I don't know if the Rams have the jet fuel offensively to overcome a 10-point deficit.
That's interesting. You know, to me, so you were saying the Rams start out quickly.
No, the card Arizona has been very good on script.
Okay,
they've
that's interesting.
Very good on script. Now off a bye at home, I don't think the Rams have the firepower to overcome a 7-0. I think they're a very limited offense.
That's interesting. Well, I think that's for sure. Now, what's funny is the Cardinals earlier in the year were getting a ton of points late. And I'd be interested. I'm thinking about how to do the study is if you kind of take like the middle 40, how have they done? I'm guessing not so good. But here's what I know about Arizona is they're trending in the right direction.
Yes.
When you have a bye late in the year, oftentimes the question is the team excited to come back, or are they coming back thinking, oh my gosh, we got 3 days this week with Colin. Oh wait, I'm just thinking of something else this week on the hurt. But no, the idea is that I think the Cardinals are happy with how Murray's doing. I think the team is somewhat enthused. And I also think the Rams, talking about the psychology of it to finish, the Rams, I think, have just experienced what we call the dream crusher. Now, you're going to hear that a few times in the next couple weeks. What is that? It's the game after the team loses that makes impossible their goal for the season.
Yes.
Are the Rams really in the playoff hunt at this point?
No. Are they vested? I think Arizona's fully vested. You know, we talk about this a lot. This league, there's a game or two every weekend that doesn't make sense. And, you know, when you watch the Rams, I look at them and I think, this is a football team with a stadium issue, LeBron's owning the city issue. I think they're built somewhat on selling tickets, not winning games. I don't think the locker room is good here. I think it's hurt Goff. I think it's hurt the team. I honestly think this morning the Rams are the fourth best team in that division.
And to me, and I think you're right on, and you being in LA, big advantage, you're on the ground. The last point I'll make about the Rams is this. I actually thought the Ramsey trade and how they did after, before Monday night, boded well for them because they were kind of all in. The stakes were high by trading away those future picks. When you lose that game in such a decisive manner, it makes that trade look bad. Internally, they're starting to really have doubts. So in a weird way, when you make a big bet, when you're in a kind of a tough spot, meaning the Rams weren't in a great spot when they traded for Ramsey, you kind of are burning the boats, right? The old term with war, you land on the other, the other land, and you say, we're burning the boats, we're either winning or we're going to not come back. Well, what do? You fight harder. That's the theory. The Rams burned the boats by trading future first away, and now they've lost. They're out of it this year, effectively. I think it could be a really depressed performance by the Rams. Agreement on the Cardinals.
Raiders plus 10 against the Chiefs. Again, the Raiders played as bad as they could. I think the team likes Gruden. I do think it's a developing team. But I think this is a football team that runs the football, has a very good offensive line. Outside of last weekend, the Raiders have been very efficient. I don't think they win, but the number here plus 10, I think you'll get a valiant effort from a team that loves their coach, is mostly young, still fighting for a playoff spot, and this is a rivalry game. I'm going to go Raiders plus 10 here to keep it closer than that. What do the wise guys think?
Another agreement. And really, you think about Gruden, whatever you want to say about Gruden, and I think there's good and bad, no doubt. I think he's overperformed, and that's a wonderful thing for him, meaning he's exceeded expectations. His strong suit is communication. Well, you have a horrible game like they did, and it was bad against the Jets. Then you got to say, well, how's the coach going to respond? Is he articulate? Is he going to convince the team? I think you got to give him a thumbs up there. Now, what I do want to do is move to KC, but just for the audience to benefit from, I want us to go back a few weeks, Colin. You were really down on the Vikings.
I was.
And I don't text you a ton. I said, you're wrong about the Vikings. You recall that?
Yeah, I think they're the fourth or fifth best team
I noticed in the herd hierarchy, they were skyrocketing.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you another one you're wrong on. Kansas City. You got them, what, 9 this week?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Is it 8 or 9? I have them in the 8-9 spot.
9.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm saying Kansas City might be the third best team in football.
Wow.
And let me just quickly, in fact, it's such a simple case, I can do it simply and quickly. The offense, soon enough, if not now, is as good as they've been. What is it about Kansas City? And the only difference was in the middle of the year, Mahomes was either out or he was banged up. Let's assume Mahomes is healthy, which he will be soon enough if he's not now. What could you say about the offense that makes him worse than they were, let's say, after week 4?
No, their offensive line's healthier. I think if Tyreek Hill plays, I think it's very explosive.
Yeah, so it's as good, if not better, than it was.
Yeah.
All right, the defense, objectively, is better. Where if you look at DVOA per game from Football Outsiders, the first 6 games, they had one plus a number that was considered a good number. And they have a kind of a convoluted system. But let's just say one good grade out of 6. Now, in the last 5 games, they've had 3 good grades out of 5. So, in general, if you have a new defensive coordinator, which is what Kansas City had at the beginning of the year, what happens? You're a little slow to learn the stuff at the beginning, and then you turn it around. That's what we're seeing. Kansas City's defense is better than it was early in the year, and it's better than it was last year. If the offense hasn't gotten worse, why isn't Kansas City better? And oh, by the way, you had Kansas City number 2, if I recall, early in the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty convincing.
Yeah. Well, Baltimore certainly shocked the world. I think they're a much better football team, and the Raiders are. But do you would take the points?
Agreement. I mean, we're getting double digits here. I do think Kansas City is better than people think, but I also think that this is such a big line, and you know Gruden's going to have his team ready, that there's value on the dog agreement.
I didn't really have other games I liked. I'm going to give a bonus pick because I want this to be educational. So the Jets minus 3.5 at Cincinnati. Early in the week, I really liked the Jets. And then it was announced Andy Dalton would play. And I thought, why am I pausing now? I don't like Andy Dalton. So I thought, I'm going to make this the bonus pick. Educationally, I don't have a strong feeling now because Andy Dalton's in, who I don't even like. But I'm wondering why I'm pausing on this. What would the wise guys, what does the Dalton thing matter? Who would they like in this game? Jets minus 3.5. I'd probably lean Jets.
Yeah, we would go with the Bengals. And really, Andy Dalton is the driver of that.
Okay, now, so that's, and I don't even like him, and I felt that.
No doubt about it. And here's the thing. You've got to question the range of liking someone versus not liking him. Whereas Andy Dalton, you're saying, doesn't win you a Super Bowl.
Right.
Andy Dalton, but can get you to the playoffs, right? Can you imagine the other quarterbacks on the Bengals getting you to the playoffs?
No.
Right, Finley? So, to me, it was a real demoralizing. Benching Dalton, if you read a little bit into it, I'm sure you have because you're voracious with the NFL stuff, is Andy Dalton is a team, or I'm sorry, Andy Dalton is a player who the team liked. They saw Finley practicing, and it was a situation where literally that this guy's not an NFL quarterback. But for whatever reason, and we can say about the number one draft pick or whatever, they played him. Well, I think not only was he a lesser quarterback than Dalton, but the team was demoralized by it. So whatever else you say, bringing in Dalton is going to pick up the Bengals. And I also think finally on the Jets side, you have a situation where the Jets, not that long ago, a couple weeks ago, were 3-point underdogs against the Giants. And then they were 2.5-point underdogs against Washington. So literally against two of the worst teams in football, they were underdogs. Now the Jets are on the road, favored against anyone and favored by more than a field goal. It's too much overreaction to an admittingly very good recent Jets performances. I think the value on the Bengals.
All right, good stuff. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend. Thanks, RJ.
Thank you.